Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. West reaches second base with a double. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to second. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Sharon scores. Garms moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. West moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Shea and he is out, Gulick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a line drive towards first. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gaston. Gullick moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Gullick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Earl Webb. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Dykes moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hadley. Dykes scores. Grubb scores. Gaston moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.